2019 season countdown. Time to talk all things Thompson, the 2018 reigning GDFL Premier, and their coach, Reece Hollowell. Good enough to join us in the K-Rock studios. Reece, our Aussie champion, welcome to you.
Cheers, Kingy. Great to be here, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Let's touch on the modelling career first. Come on, take us through it. Been doing some stuff for APCO. What happened? Did you get good money for it?
Yeah, look, mate, I had to sign away and say that I couldn't discuss contracts. But, nah, look, it was a one-off thing and haven't got the call back, so I mustn't have done that well at it. So, yeah, I think I've got to concentrate on footy now, mate, I think.
Talking about concentrating on footy, I understand after it being 4 years of you and Reece, Brent Taylor, Squizzy, going together, Reece, you're going it alone this year?
Yeah, look, the position Squiz is in at the moment, he just with his work, he's got a business on the side as well as his work, and then with his young family too. The commitment levels probably weren't there before Christmas. So we sat down as a group and with the club and the coaches, and we thought, you know, it might be time for Squiz just to step back a little bit, and they thought it was probably time for me to, you know, to be able to take the reins by myself. And yeah, obviously, you know, being there for 4 years with the group that we've got, you know, there's a lot of trust in the players and, you know, with you know, myself and them. So yeah, it felt like the right move at the time.
Yep. So Squiz though will stay on the bench on a Saturday, is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, here, nothing really will change. It's probably just if, you know, there's times where he can't make it a night or two here. On Saturdays, it'll be exactly the same. I'll do the pre-game stuff, and then, I'll just be allowed to play, and Squiz will look after the breaks, which has worked the last couple of years.
Yep. You've been playing footy for a heck of a long time. I think you debuted in 01 or 02 with Drysdale at senior level.
Jesus, that long ago, I can't remember. It would have been one of them, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Do you start to question your football mortality in terms of how much footy you have left in you at senior level?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, on a personal note, even after last year, you know, getting back in the gym and getting back on the road to you know, start getting fit, it is getting harder every year, and you know, it's, I've been quite lucky just with injuries and stuff, but you know, I know that, you know, there's probably only a couple of years left, and you know, I want to definitely make the most of it.
Yep. Your contract you've signed as coach, is that only for this year with Thompson, or is it for another two?
So it'll just be this year. So we said to them that we're just happy to play it year by year now and see how we go.
All right. You're the hunted. How does that feel? Everybody's after you, and everybody that we've spoken to previously on this series, and I don't know if you've been listening to the season countdown, have basically been saying Thompson are the team to beat.
Yeah, definitely been listening to Kingy. You've been doing a great job, mate, so that's good. But I think as a group, we've tried not to concentrate too much on that from the outside. A lot of people have, you know, come up and said, oh, look, you know, you've recruited well and you know, done this and done that. But, you know, internally, we're trying not to look at it like that. We know that, you know, if that is the case, then, you know, we need to be fitter, we need to be stronger, we need to be, you know, better with our skills. So we're trying not to take that approach to it. You know, look, last year, you know, two rounds to go in round 17, Inverleigh smacked us out there, absolutely smacked us. They beat us by, you know, 40 points, and I think they kicked 2 goals, 10 in the second quarter. That could have got really, really ugly. So, you know, looking at that, Inverleigh were the best side, you know, all year, I think, in the GDFL. And, you know, we were lucky enough to get them on the day. But, you know, in saying that, you know, they've only lost, you know, those couple of guys. And, you know, they've picked up, obviously, Buck and, you know, and Bowman and stuff like that. So looking at that, you know, I don't think that, you know, the gap's going to be, you know, too much at all.
Yep. Let's talk about your list. Basically, you'll have the entire Premiership 22 returning.
Yeah, look, we worked pretty hard, Toddy Kingsbury and myself, and we made, that was our major aim to make sure that we re-sign the grand final side from last year. And it took a little bit longer than we thought with a couple of guys, but we managed to get everyone over the line. Looks like Josh Tresize, even though he's signed, maybe won't play just due to his own business and work commitments there. So looks like he'll probably be the only one that won't play. So yeah, look, that was a big part of it, and you know, re-signing all those guys, it looks like we'll drop about, you know, 10 to 11 points as well with the new point system. So, you know, now instead of, you know, just replacing guys, we're actually topping up as well with guys to come in, which is, you know, it's going to make our list, you know, quite healthy and put pressure on spots as well.
Yeah, and you've brought in some talent. I'll start with the first two, the Westwood brothers from Geelong Amateur, who you played with at South Barwon when you had a stint in there. Jared hasn't played for a couple of years. Josh has played some very good footy, as we know, over the general. Well, they both have. Do they just slot straight in against Corio on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, absolutely. Those two, you know, look, Jared was he was the first one that we signed. You know, he signed probably 3 weeks after the finish of last year. So he was a good one to get going with us. And, you know, we could say that to the group, which added a bit of, you know, enthusiasm to him as well. So, and he's been training the house down. He's missed a lot of footy the last couple of years, but, you know, he's come back and you know, his attitude's been excellent, and he's definitely, you know, wants to have a big season. Josh came on a little bit later just with his hips and stuff. They were he had to get some clearances from the specialist, but he trains with, you know, huge intent, and you know, his speed's going to be, you know, really valuable for us as well. So yeah, you'll definitely see those two lining up this Saturday.
A couple of favourite sons of return. Jackson McLeod, after a year with his brother Brent down at Apollo Bay, is back. But the big one was last week with the announcement of Luke Forbes. How long had you been working on Forbesy for? And I suppose how important is it to get somebody like him back to the club at just one point?
Yeah, we've been working on Forbesy since about 2014. So obviously, you know, Thompson not having juniors and stuff for a few years now, you know, our one pointers are starting to slowly drift away or get older as well. So, you know, same as every coach, we touch base with all the previous one pointers, and Forbesy was one of those. And you know, every year I give him a text or a call just to see, you know, where he's at. And yeah, just by chance, I sort of just flicked him one, and he was in Bali, and his head must have been in a pretty good spot, and he said, yeah, look, I'm keen for a meeting when I get back. And yeah, everything just fell in place, and it seems like a bit of a, you know, a cherry on top after, you know, we have recruited quite well, you know, to get someone like that, you know, 10 days out, you know, you know really boosts the club at this point in time.
Won't seem till after Easter potentially though.
I haven't had that discussion with him yet, Kingy, but possibly. Look, he's got with our numbers, which what we've got at the moment, you know, they're quite good. And you know, we're telling the guys that, you know, they need to be putting in the work. And, he'll have to probably complete a few more sessions just to get a bit more fitness in his legs. And, he'll put himself in the mix for that. Yep.
Talk to us about Zach Plant. Seems like a handy pickup from North Shore.
Yeah, Zach's an interesting one. He's he played a couple of years at North Shore and, slotted into their midfield quite well. He's a solid, tallish, young midfielder. So, you know, left footy, he's got a lot of talent, and he knows the game quite well as well. So, yeah, we're looking for him to have a really good season as well. And he loves the pressure stuff, which suits us as well.
We haven't seen a lot of PJ DeSanto in local footy over the last couple of years. Where's he at with his body, and will he play much footy with Thompson this year?
Yeah, PJ's an interesting one because we got him probably with our new reserves coach, Rain Biviano. They're you know quite good mates. So with Rain coming across to help out with the reserves, PJ's
having such an impact.
So PJ's obviously his name got mentioned as well, and we got him down, and you know, PJ came in, and you know, look, compared to when he was playing, he was probably 15 to 18 kilo overweight. His first couple of trainings and that, he was limping around with after his surgery last year on his ankle. And you know, we were kind of thinking, well, you know, look, we might get, you know, a handful to a dozen games, you know, in the reserves, you know, at best. And you know, to his credit, he's worked really, really hard, and you know, he's actually the one doing the extra stuff and really, you know, driving, you know, not only himself, but, you know, driving it towards a group to try and get in and be a selection for round one. And, you know, to his credit as well, he's probably dropped, you know, 10 kilo. He's still got probably a few to go, but, you know, he's the practice games, I'd say that he's probably, you know, been our best over the three so far. Well, so
that's a good pickup. John O'Casey, also a handy addition as well, has spent some time alongside Andrew Hodgson at Queenscliff. Hoggy came in last year and yep. played a great role in your premiership side. And now the two of you, two of those boys get together and hopefully you get to see a bit of senior footy out of Jono.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. He's straight into our best midfield. He's an absolute workhorse, the way he trains. And, you know, obviously he's coached before as well. So he's got that, that leadership ability. And, at training, he's not scared to, you know, say something and help out the young guys. And, he's one of those guys you just love at your club because he's hardworking. He's got grunt and, you know, he doesn't like to give up. So, you know, for, you know, the way that Squiz and myself like to, you know, to run the ship, that's going to fit in with us perfect this year.
Yep. There's always one sad story to a premiership side. And last year for you, it was Troy Fenovesi getting yep. injured. I think it was in the first semi-final against Geelong West, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Didn't injure the knee. Will he be right to go round one? And I suppose the impact of having him back in the side. He had a really good season last year coming across from Motta.
Yeah, Troy was great. Look, he, you know, as for all new guys that come to the club, you know, obviously they want to make an impact, and you know they want to get fit and they want to, you know, play good senior footy. And yeah, unfortunately, Troy he got injured in that game, and you know more than likely would have been, you know, selected for the grand final side, but you know circumstances, he hurt his knee, and you know Troy, again, he's been great. He's, you know, he realises a little bit what he missed out on, and you know he's really keen to get back after early in the year surgery as well. So he's been doing all the right things. Whether or not his form's up to scratch for round one, you know, we'll find out this week. But you know he'll definitely find himself, you know, playing some good senior footy this year as well.
Fair to say you're going to have a pretty handy two side running around this year. With us, you look at what you've brought in, not losing a lot off your list, and there's going to be a squeeze of players. Some premiership players are going to find themselves kicking around at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, look, I think our new twos coach, Rain, was licking his lips when he saw, you know, 50 guys running around and the cattle, you know, when we did a few mock-up sides. But I don't think he's feeling that good about it this week because he's going to have to let down, you know, 10 to 20 guys that, you know, probably were, you know, might have been in our top percentage of reserves guys last year. So, look, for us, it's a good position. You know, it's healthy. It's strong. We've just got to make sure that, not too many guys drop off the list.
Can you tell us how Adam Wiseman is tracking? He's one of the fittest blokes in local footy. Do you basically say to him, look, we know what you can do. You're 38, rising 39. We'll see you in March.
Yeah, Wise is an interesting one. He gets the... he gets the itch and he comes down and you won't see him for 2 or 3 weeks. And he comes down and he starts bossing everyone around and, you know, he wants to be the centre of attention. But and then he'll go missing for another couple of weeks. But look, with Adam's age and everything, we kind of, you know, we don't need to see him every, you know, 3 nights a week because obviously that's just going to burn him out. And, you know, we don't want him for half a season. We want him for the whole season. In saying that, last year, you know, I think he might have only missed 1 or 2 games for the whole year. You know, we thought that, you know, potentially, you know, he probably would have only played, you know, a handful, you know, 10 to 12 games. But, you know, he's keen. Once the season comes around, he's 100% committed. And, you know, we did a couple of 1K time trials the other night. We did 4 of them and he actually won the last one. So everyone's sitting there going, how can this 38-year-old bloke, you know, that hasn't done hardly any pre-season come in and do that? But yeah, he's a bit of a freak athlete, and you know if he played like he did last year, he's probably got another 3 years left in him.
Yeah, absolutely, he's fun to watch. Ethan Solly was one of the breakout players of the final series. Do you suspect now that his name's been put out there a bit more, and we here at K-Rock Football have loved his final series, do you suspect that he's going to be one that's going to be watched a little bit more closely this year?
Well, there's a rumour going around, Thompson, that you've got a bit of a man crush on him, actually, there, Kiggy. look, he's another one, exactly the type that, you know, that we're after. And any coach is going to love a guy that just gives 100% and he's a bull and he tackles. And, you know, he's got no, he's got no thoughts or fear about, you know, his own safety sometimes. And, You know, to have guys like that playing and running around next to you, it's it brings a group up, and Ethan's he's a great character as well. So we love him down at Tigerland for sure.
Absolutely. You've been talked about as the team to beat. Who's challenging you this year? Who do you think are the teams that are going to be thereabouts when the whips are cracking at St Albans in September?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a lot more even than, you know, what everyone says. You know, look, I don't think Inverlea are going to drop off as much as, you know, potentially people may think. You know, they're still going to be right up in the mix. I think Bannockburn are going to be quite strong with Broey coming back and Gillies jumping on as well. And them not losing too many. Also Geelong West, they're a side that were, you know, they were playing on a lot of emotion and adrenaline last year, and you know, they've picked up a few handy ones too. And, you know, obviously Winch and Werribee, you know, they were thereabouts last year. You know, Winch will see absolutely smacked us by, you know, 85 points in that night match last year. So, you know, they haven't lost too many either. So I think you're going to find, you know, Werribee's a different, we don't hear a lot of Werribee up there as well. Like and Nick Smith's got them, you know, got a pretty tight ship up there as well. So I think, you know, out of those, you know, five or six sides, it's you know, there's going to be some upsets, and, you know, it could be anyone's this year for sure.
You haven't mentioned Bell Post Hill. Are you expecting them to drop off?
No, not necessarily. Look, people have underestimated them for years and years, and, you know, they've kept doing their thing. You know, as long as they've still got that core group of guys that have been there and done it before, you know, obviously, you know, they have lost a few players, but, you know, looking at it, you know, I still think that they're going to be, you know, challenging. You can never underestimate them.
Cryo, Geelong West, Belmont Lions, and Werribee Central's in your first month. So Devils first, then the Centurions in round two. I think it's when you unfurl the flag.
Yes, yep.
And then after Easter, Belmont Lions and Geelong West. So an interesting first month. We don't know much about Cryo. We know Blake Hutchinson signed there, so you get to renew hostilities with him. You and he have gone head-to-head a number of times over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, look, Hutchie's a good player, and it's good to see him. Well, I suppose good for us, good seeing him not at Inverlea anymore, because he gave us a few headaches out there. But Cariah will be, you know, round one's always a challenge, isn't it? You know, it's always a bit of a funny round. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we go with the right attitude, and even Berkey coming back. You know, Hutchie and Berkey, they're going to be really good for, you know, that younger group at Cryo too, and we expect them to be coming out flying as well.
Well, Reece, well done firstly on the premiership success last year. Congratulations on the modelling career, although it looks like you've decided. Have you got the man bun going on?
Yeah, I haven't had time for a haircut, so I've just had to pull it back.
You've gone from you've rocked many a style over your illustrious career. Firstly, Drysdale, obviously your time at South Barwon, and now at Thompson. Always good to talk footy with you, mate. Thanks for coming in, and we wish you the best of luck for season 2019.
Awesome, Kingy. Thanks for having me, mate. Cheers.
Reece Howell, the coach of Thompson, next in our season countdown series, going to catch up with Torquay coach Dom Gleeson.